like to call back from recess the special meeting we have.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Chairman Gavaris. So after we received the DSS budget, I inquired with the county executive's office about whether we were addressing the living wage requirements that we've introduced for our contractors, specifically regarding the contracts that we have with Family of Woodstock. Family of Woodstock is the largest provider of social services for the county, and their disproportionately large burden of social service needs that they address is the result of decades of public sector disinvestment in these types of roles, and what it's resulted in is many low-wage workers that are providing services that the most vulnerable in our county rely on. So I asked them to put together, to introduce this amendment, not just to address the law that we've introduced this year, but also to address the fact that the folks that are helping our most needy residents deserve to be paid a living wage. So I'm told that this amendment that the county executive's office has put together will address that, and that is the purpose for it being included tonight.
Thanks. So it looks to be budget neutral because it's offset by state and federal aid, is that correct?
I think parts of it, Amber, if you can, would you be comfortable speaking to that? Because I think that's only partially true, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The other, so, but most of it is, but $268,000 is increasing appropriated fund balance. So a small part, about half of it is.
Okay. I want the taxpayers to know, you know, what exactly, you know, because they were, I think, fed a bit of a bill of goods by the folks who passed the living wage law that, you know, it wasn't going to have an increased county cost. I believe that we're seeing part of an increased county cost here, so.
I guess to that point, was the executive able to separate out for each of these which ones are covered by state and federal funds, grants, and otherwise? Because, you know, we contract family services, but sometimes it's flow through money.
I believe that's the reason for the fact that it appears in five different lines, because they have different funding sources, but the accommodation needs to be addressed in each of them, but in some cases it actually results in an increase of flow through. We do have Deputy Executive Ryder here. I don't know if he wants to speak to this.
And just also wanted to just curious, like, how many people this impacts, if we know.
We're talking about
Family of Woodstock, yeah, DSS.
Yep. The original, there's two pieces to this, and a lot of it revolves around the living wage local law. Part of it was also, Michael has requested an increase in per diems, and unfortunately it was after the budget process, but had requested that separate and apart. So what this amendment is doing is it is increasing the per diems, and this is the reimbursable rates for Washburn House and Family House, the two shelters. That is one portion of it, and then it is giving $50,000 doing contracts, which are new contracts for each of their, I believe it's like their outreach centers. There's one in Woodstock, there's one in Ellenville, and there's one in Kingston, and we've never contributed to those, but they are really like services for the county, and that is the piece that's for the living wage.
So none of that, like OMA 20 or any of the other stuff, none of that from the state goes towards that. That's all straight.
No, because they're not typically DSS expenses. But we're putting them in DSS. So when you see the 263, $60,000, I believe it is. I don't have the amendment.
268.
Yeah, 268.
268. That is the county share, and that is that 150, and it's the county share on top of that for the per diem increase for the shelters.
Sorry, do you know how many, is there an idea of how many employees are benefiting from this wage increase?
I don't have that number, but I can.
It must be somewhere in the map.
Yeah, can I speak to that also? You know, for one, the number of people that benefit from it will change throughout the year because the wages that Family of Woodstock pays means that they have a retention problem. So they have had a hard time retaining staff. I'm hoping that this will help improve that situation, but I think they have close to about 200 employees, and what happens is when they, you know, when a couple of years ago when the minimum wage was increased for New York State, they when they bumped up their minimum wage, they were already paying, they were paying just slightly above minimum wage for some of their mid-level people, and they had to bump all of those people up. So the number of people that this, because so much of their work is county contracts, because of the changes here that we make, I think my understanding is it, Michael Berg has shared with us when this law was initially passed that there was going to be something around a $400,000 impact to the agency to be able to raise everybody's wages comparably. And obviously that's not the dollar value that we see here. I think this is going to take a big step towards potentially up to 200 employees in the county receiving higher wage through the agency.
He has come back and said, though, that this will cover him, that this amount, after he refined his numbers and went back and looked at it, will cover every employee of being over that $15 an hour in his agency. So,
yeah.
Again, I can get his employee count and how many this will be raising, but he will not need to come back because of the living wage to move the rest of them.
Thank you.
Special meeting?
I'll make it.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.